Miller Ferrari Wealth Management, more than investing. Today's podcast comes from a Commonwealth piece titled Making the Most of Life Insurance Tax Benefits. The primary purpose of life insurance is to provide financial security for families and businesses. But did you know that it also offers a number of tax advantages? An income tax-free death benefit is one. Generally, your beneficiaries won't have to pay income tax on the death benefits they receive from your life insurance policy. But there's one caveat. If the policy transferred from one owner to another, it can trigger the transfer for value rule, which could negate the policy's tax-exempt status. This usually happens when a policy is transferred from one stockholder to fund a buy-sell agreement. There are five exemptions to the transfer for value rule that allow you to retain the tax-free death benefit. Number one, transfer to the insured on the policy. Number two, transfer to the partner of the insured, but not to a co-stockholder. Number three, transfer to a partnership in which the insured is a partner. Number four, transfer to a corporation in which the insured is a stockholder or officer. And number five, transfer in which the recipient's basis is determined by the transferor's basis, for example, a gift. Although life insurance is generally income tax-free, it is not necessarily estate tax-free. The taxable value of life insurance in your estate is based on the death benefit. If you transfer life insurance to an irrevocable trust or to another person, it will not be included in your taxable estate once 3 years have elapsed since the transfer. That transfer of life insurance may trigger gift taxes, however. Tax-deferred growth of policy cash value is another benefit. As interest and dividends are added to the cash value of your life insurance policy, the amounts are generally not subject to taxes until you surrender the policy. Some types of life insurance, such as whole life policies, pay dividends to the policy owner. These are not dividends in the usual investment sense. Instead, they are considered a return of the portion of your annual premium. Unlike whole life insurance, universal life policies do not produce dividends. Instead, interest is applied to the cash value without an immediate income tax impact. In addition, you can change the type of life insurance product or your insurance carrier without triggering a taxable gain. A Section 1035 exchange permits the policy owners to transfer the cash value to an existing policy to a newly issued policy. You can also transfer the life insurance cash values to an annuity tax-free. Tax advantage withdrawals from policy cash values are another benefit. Life insurance allows you to withdraw your tax basis from your policy before recognizing any gain. This is often called FIFO tax treatment or first in, first out. A gain is defined as the amount of which the cash value exceeds the premiums paid into the policy. Premiums for some riders do not qualify as basis, and dividends received in cash generally reduce your basis. Policy loans. You can also access your cash values through policy loans, which offer several potential advantages. Number one is you do not have to qualify financially for a policy loan. Number two, you can elect to defer interest and principal payments. And number three, if you die before repaying the loan, it is repaid from your death benefit. Now, policy loans are an attractive benefit, but you should not take one without careful planning. If there are outstanding loans at the death of the insured, cash values and death benefits will be reduced. When you take a policy loan, you are borrowing from the insurance company's general fund and putting your policy's cash value as collateral. If you elect to defer your loan interest, it will be added to next year's loan principal. If unwatched, your loan may exceed the policy's maximum collateral limit. At that time, if you choose not to make a repayment, the insurance company will recover the amount due from your cash values, potentially resulting in termination of your life insurance. At the lapse of your policy, all taxes on the deferred policy gains are due. If you plan to use your policy cash value to supplement your retirement, be sure you understand the loan management options your policy offers. To help manage policy lapses caused by loans, some companies offer features known as overloan protection. Now, making the most of life insurance tax benefits. Of course, there are limits to the amount you can invest in life insurance policies. To discourage abuse of life insurance as a tax shelter, Congress has enacted certain premium limits. The premium limits differ with each type of policy, the amount of the death benefit, and the policy features. An insurance professional can discuss these limits with you and help you ensure that you reap the maximum tax benefit from your life insurance policy. This material has been provided for general information purposes only and does not constitute either tax or legal advice. Although we go through great lengths to make your information as accurate as useful, we recommend you consult a tax preparer, professional tax advisor, or lawyer. From all of us at Miller Ferrari Wealth Management, thank you for your ears.